So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Jamie, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster, a Coldwell Banker hotline. Hello, thanks as always. I want to get into this one because I saw a story the other day, and I think it's so silly that people still think we have to play this game, that we could be out in public. Let's say we're with our significant others. There's four couples. And the idea, according to a lot of people, mainly older individuals, that we could ask the males their age, but it would be wildly inappropriate if we ask any of the females their age. Enough. This is silly. This isn't, we know, and we have talked about it endlessly in the amount of time that you've kindly given to this show about endless double standards, women versus men in the workforce, in life, in pay. All those are legit. But the idea that is somehow rude and offensive, if somehow for some reason ages are coming up and you can ask the guy his age, but you can't ask the female's age, you're not that much of a delicate flower that you are going to disintegrate as if winter has just come in. That's my theory.
Who are you talking to that you're having these conversations? Like, this is the weirdest thing ever. I've never been offended having my age asked. I get my age asked all the time. I feel like my girlfriends, none of us have a issue with talking about age. Like, did you have like some run-in with someone or something happened?
But you know this has been going on for decades, right? I mean, come on, this isn't.
No, I don't think it is anymore. I really don't think it is. Like, all the women I work with, we all talk about. Actually, I feel like there's more talk about being in perimenopause and how we're dealing with our symptoms, like openly talking about like being
good
in your 40s, how are you managing your weight? How
should
are
be.
You, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I could.
I find it so different.
I could find the story, but it's, again, lecturing people about it. And you're right. It's much, much, much better. And again, I'm saying I'm not sure anybody under the age of 50 or 60 feels this way, because you're right. I mean, so many of my female friends, trust me, I grew up with two women. I learned everything then. I mean, there was no holds barred, right? And I'm a better human being because of it. But God, it's silly, and let's hope it doesn't come up ever again. If it does, I'll blame you.
I feel like it's one of those things in a magazine that people like just wanted to create a problem.
Yeah, but I guarantee you, if I open up the text lines and individuals will admit they're in their 60s and 70s, there are plenty of people would say it's still inappropriate.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. And I massively, massively disagree with them. I'm with you 100%. Okay. America's social media use in 2025. Dave has found this story, because we're going to go through a number of topics here. You can obviously chime in anytime you want with Jamie at 651 4619226. This was a Pew poll, 5,000 adults over about 4 months last year. The vast majority of adults said this was their most popular social media site. Jamie Yukas, tell me the site.
I think I read this article. YouTube, wasn't it? And then Facebook and then Instagram. Were those the top three?
It is YouTube at 84%, 71% Facebook, and as you said, 50% Instagram. Nailed it.
Yay!
Absolutely.
I read.
Nailed it. You get to go to the bonus round. Okay. Does that surprise you that YouTube is number one?
Well, here is my thing about it, because I don't necessarily consider YouTube a social media site.
I'm with you.
Like, I consider YouTube a streaming platform that I watch football on. You know, obviously I watch videos, but like, I'm not commenting. I'm not looking up what my friends are doing in a social way. Like, I might be looking up some astrologer that I want to know what my week's going to look like.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. You know, it's
I know
so
you're
fun.
Not.
But I feel like a social media site is, you know, you're commenting, you're posting, you know, the people that you're interacting with for the most part. In some way, or like at least, you know, it's a human that created the whatever it is.
100%.
So, yeah, I guess surprised.
Yeah. Dave, we've talked about this before. Jamie absolutely nailed it. I don't like if I'm going to put like my social media sites and I organize them on my phone and I have YouTube or I have YouTube TV, I don't for one second consider putting that with the social media sites. Dave, do you consider YouTube a social media site?
Not really. I can see where it is because, you know, obviously anybody in the public can put up any comment or content that they want. You can comment on all of it. So I guess I see it, but it's obviously vastly different from everything else, Facebook and X and all of them.
I guess you could make the argument maybe with some of these kids and TikTok. Like maybe if people are using YouTube the same way they're using TikTok, that is a social media site because you're still posting to people you don't know or making videos, right? Like to gain attention.
It is. Maybe initially that's how, in fact, not maybe it was, but YouTube has become so many other things. Like, I think of YouTube and I mean, my favorite social media site what is your favorite social media site? And I think I know. It's Instagram, right?
It's Instagram, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely Instagram.
My favorite by far is TikTok because I laugh.
Really?
I laugh all the time.
I didn't even know you were on TikTok.
Yeah, well, I don't post anything myself. I just look for funny things and laugh, you know, and it's great. I just think YouTube now has become the place where if I wanted to find, listen to this conversation, and I wanted to find somebody punch in a woman upset with a man for asking her age, I could punch that into YouTube. More likely, I'll punch in a Google or some video from, I want to find that episode from Curb. I punch that in as opposed to creativity that I see more often on TikTok and actually to a lesser degree but I don't go to it as much on Instagram for that. There's plenty of that on Instagram, though, too.
Yeah. So we're all in agreement about everything today? Is that what's
happening? Yeah. I mean, it's sad. Okay.
I think it's awful to ask a woman's age. Then I'll say it.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business, It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You'll say it.
Thanks, Kyle. Amazon tests 30-minute deliveries in Seattle as company expands ultra-fast service. We're going to basically – how many years away are we from Jamie Ukus snapping her finger and something is outside the door right there?
I find it so weird that here in Los Angeles – I don't know if you guys have this in Minneapolis, but because we're so close
power.
To the airport. The airport and distribution centers, I think.
Yep.
Like, I can, let's say I need Nespresso. Like, I've got two pods left of Nespresso, and I'm going to order it off of Amazon.
Yep.
Okay, that's above $25. I can now get it there in, like, 2 hours.
Yep. Yes. I needed something for my printer the other day. About an hour and 15 minutes later, after ordering on Amazon... They're knocking at my door.
I know.
I keep punching in Halle Berry and Cindy Crawford on Amazon, and they have not showed up at my door within an hour and 15 minutes. Yeah, you know.
You always have to take it somewhere like that, don't you?
Well, I had to disagree with you. I mean
but, I ordered from Amazon in March. I still haven't gotten it. That's
well, there is that. Like, and then I got the text the other day from 17 numbers. So right away, when it's 17 numbers, I'm like, your package is no longer up to our standards. We'd like you to reach out to this email, and we will get you something else. And I'm like, nope, never. Not possible. Like, okay, I'm in a stretch the last 4 or 5 months where I'm not exaggerating. I'm averaging 10 spam calls a day with lengthy voicemails. Not just a spam call, pops up on my phone, spam call, don't answer. Okay, ballpark, how many?
What are the voicemails?
All financial, including the IRS. The IRS is calling my cell phone and is telling me all the areas I've qualified, and they want to help me out.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice of them.
Except the IRS never calls you by cell phone. You know, minor little detail.
Right.
You know, I mean, if they want to help me out, sure.
Right, that's nice.
I'd kind of sort of like if it was legit. So how many recorded spam calls do you get a day, approximately?
Phone number and any type of, like, business, anything. So my personal number, I don't receive any. But my work number that I've had for several years now, it gets probably... 20 a day.
Yeah. And on a lot of these calls during the stretch, last 4 or 5 months, it's a different number each time. So, and I appreciate, and I appreciate him. It's going to be helpful to say block the number. That's all I would do. My entire life would just be blocking phone numbers.
So I do believe, Chad, with the young whippersnapper producers I have in my newsroom, I was told that there's a new feature that I haven't checked out yet on the latest Apple update where you can go in and basically any phone number that is unknown to you, whether it's spam, whatever, like if you don't have the contact in your phone, you just hit the button and then those calls just go straight to voicemail. They don't even ring your phone.
Okay, Dave, you would not want that in your line of work because you're tracking down a lot of people for the show, right?
So many people.
Yeah.
All of the people. No, it would be not good for this job, but personally, sign me up.
Oh, great. Absolutely. So Dave's going to be happier and we no longer will get any new guests. Thanks, Jamie.
That would be great.
Well, appreciate it.
That's why you have two phones, like I do.
Yeah, Chad, get me a second phone and
okay.
I'll do it.
I'll do that, brother, too. We got to go on that note where I'm spending more money for Dave. I mean, the company maybe could spend some money. That's just a minor point. Enjoy your day.
You're hilarious. Okay.
See ya.
Talking about me.
Yeah. Dave Harrigan. Give him the raise you told him he deserved 4 bleeping years ago.
No, 3.5.
3.5. Okay. Just a minor point. Jason next.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.